local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. If you would like to weigh in, you can share your thoughts or opinions by texting. Share your thoughts about what stories we're going to be covering here in the news hour. We got lots of things to hit. I think some of them being that I'm definitely interested in hearing your thoughts about what's going on with Charter Schools USA and Workman, and like what's going to happen with that, and what are your thoughts on that as well. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. First, let's get started here with traffic and weather together on the fives, as WEAR ran a little bit past the fives, but we'll go ahead and get right to that.
Well, we're looking good on our roads with I-10 and I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. Typical afternoon traffic, just to be expected. But if you see something else on the roads and have details, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's get started with the top three stories here.
Warm and humid across northwest Florida with those daily thunderstorm chances during the afternoon we know and love. 20 to 30% chance of rain for Saturday and Sunday afternoon. It's not a high chance of rain, but be on the lookout for a couple of those thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, and feels like temperatures this weekend will be in the lower 90s, so make sure you're staying hydrated. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Bobby, let's get our top three stories.
All right, top three stories here. Lori Vallow Daybell and her current husband, Chad Daybell, have been charged or convicted in the murders of her two children and her former romantic rival. They were charged with multiple counts of conspiracy, murder, and grand theft in connection with the deaths of her two youngest children and with the death of Chad Daybell's late wife, Tammy Daybell. It's kind of a dramatic story come out of Idaho over there. Daniel Penny in New York City has surrendered to the police for the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on the Manhattan subway train. He did not enter a plea, and he is now out on bond awaiting trial, but had to surrender his passport and promised to not leave New York without permission. And finally, Title 42 was lifted yesterday, and the border appears calm after the lifting of the pandemic asylum restrictions. And by the way, we were bringing this story up yesterday. That Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody had filed to try to get a temporary restraining order about releasing migrants en masse. And late yesterday, a federal judge did grant that temporary restraining order in releasing migrants en masse. So they would not be released en masse. And it looks like overall, the border's pretty calm. We were averaging about 10,000 migrants a day trying to cross the border. And it actually appears today like it's dropped just a little bit. So it's kind of interesting one right there. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. We got quite a few things going on this weekend, but we got an update on the tall ships. I know a lot of people are interested in that as well. Joe, what do we got going on in local news?
Yeah, you mentioned the tall ships. They were in town a couple of weeks ago, and now the Spanish Navy training ship Juan Sebastian de Alcano will be coming into town on May 29th. I have seen the ship. In fact, it was after I moved to Pensacola to work here back in 2016. It was one of the first things I did was going out there. It's a very impressive ship. You'll get a chance to see it May 29th through June 3rd down at the port of Pensacola. Of course, all eyes on the Escambia School District. They met for about 15 minutes today. That was it. But in the end, just a procedural step in approving what is called a top plan, a contingency plan, should they not be able to agree with Charter Schools USA over the future of Warrington Middle School. So really the next big thing that we're looking at is the State Board of Education emergency meeting on Tuesday. Next segment, we'll be talking with school board member Kevin Adams about what we may be expect to see there. Stamp Out Hunger food drive this weekend. It's a nationwide effort, and it's happening right here at home as well. What it is that you probably have already received a yellow bag in your mailbox. And if you have the means to, you can fill it with canned goods and then leave it in your mailbox. It's an effort with the U.S. Postal Service, as carriers will be picking that up tomorrow, along with dropping off your mail. And food collected here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties will stay local, will be donated to local food banks such as MANA, Feeding the Gulf Coast, Axe Ministries, and the Warrington Emergency Aid Center. So pretty cool effort that you can be involved in. 5:15 now, an update on the roads and weather with Joseph Neubauer.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. But if you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at our WEAR weather.
Warm and humid as we go through Mother's Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Could feel like the lower 90s when you factor in the humidity, so that's one thing to look out for. So make sure you're staying hydrated through Saturday, Sunday. Rain chance-wise, they're absolutely there, but they're not high rain chances, only at 20 to 30%. That being said, you could run into an isolated thunderstorm or two, so be prepared. That's your weather forecast for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together in state headlines with both former President Trump, as well as Governor DeSantis, to appear in Iowa this weekend. Congressman Matt Gaetz has confirmed that he'll also be in the state as well. He is said that he's proud to join President Trump for his campaign rally in Des Moines this coming up this weekend, going to be tomorrow. Governor DeSantis is applauding the decision by the federal judge in Florida to temporarily block the Biden's administration's process to release some migrants crossing the border, in ruling came down late yesterday, the same day as Title 42 was to end. And sad story out of Florida, the 17-year-old migrant child from Honduras died in the in government custody in Florida this week. The child, Angel, he arrived in the U.S. without a parent or guardian. And Senator Rick Scott has sent a letter to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas demanding a briefing on this incident. Bobby, what's going on in our national headlines?
Yeah, so we covered a couple of things already. The doomsday cult trial with Lori Vallow Daybell and Chad Daybell. She was found guilty in killing her 7 and 16-year-old kids and killing her current husband's first wife. The prosecutors say that her and her husband were obsessed with doomsday-focused religious beliefs. And then Southwest pilots are authorizing a strike. Southwest Airline Pilots Association represents about 10,000 pilots and said 99% voted in favor of authorizing a strike. The airline says despite the vote, it will not affect its operations. Like, how is it not going to affect operations if you're not flying? But okie dokie. And there's a significant risk. The U.S. could default on its debt within the first 2 weeks of June without a debt ceiling increase. That's what the Congressional Budget Office said in a new report today that coincides with what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has been saying as well. The agency noted that the date when the U.S. would run out of cash remains uncertain, though. So there you go. Let's get a sports update. We've got quite a few NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball games on TV tonight. Joe.
Yeah, Bobby, the NBA has a couple of more Game 6s, the Heat and the Knicks starting things off at 6:30 on ESPN, and the Lakers have a chance to finish off the Warriors at 9. Anthony Davis, who did get hurt in Game 5, is expected to play. In the NHL, 6 o'clock start for a doubleheader on TNT. The Maple Leafs trailing the Panthers 3-1. Hoping to keep their season alive. The Oilers and the Vegas Golden Knights series tied at 2 games each. They will start at 9 o'clock. Baseball, the big news today is that Yuri Perez will, at the age of 20 years, 27 days old, be the youngest starting pitcher in Marlins franchise history. They take on the Reds in about 20 minutes from right now. TV games, Apple TV Plus has the Royals and the Brewers And that starts at 7:10 on Apple TV+. Also on MLB Network, the Padres and the Dodgers at 9:10. The Braves are in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. That starts in about 45 minutes from now. And Tampa Bay continuing their season in New York against the Yankees, 6:05 first pitch time. Kentucky Derby winner Mage confirming he will be running. And, well, he didn't confirm. His owner confirmed that. Mage will be running in the Preakness Stakes next weekend. And Michael Jordan's warm-up jacket from the 1992 Dream Team Olympics is set to be up for auction at Sotheby's. It's expected to bring anywhere from $1 to $3 million. And Bobby, you know what always drives this, I feel like, is the story behind the object. And this particular warm-up jacket, I think, will fetch a big number because it was pretty famous that he covered up the jacket with the U.S. flag at the gold medal ceremony because he did not want to upset Nike. And he covered up the Reebok logo on the jacket. So there's quite a story along with this upcoming sale.
Yeah, yep, exactly. I thought that was kind of interesting as well. And I do think it's going to fetch a pretty penny because it's definitely one of those famous objects from history that a lot of the sports memorabilia that sells, it is memorabilia that is like from way back when type thing. But this is a piece that a lot of sports fans like remember. They were there for, they watched it and things like that. So kind of interesting right there. We do got to get a quick break. When we come back here, we get traffic and weather together on the fives and we'll get you to your top stories. Oh no, we actually have an interview coming up here next so we can get an update on the school district. So that's all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something out of the ordinary slowing you down and you have details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. And Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Joseph Neubauer.
Mother's Day weekend looks warm and humid across northwest Florida with those daily thunderstorm chances during the afternoon we know and love. 20 to 30% chance of rain for Saturday and Sunday afternoon. It's not a high chance of rain, but be on the lookout for a couple of those thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, and feels like temperatures this weekend will be in the lower 90s, so make sure you're staying hydrated. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News. Have a great weekend.
So I was sitting at home at about 11:45 today, and I opened my phone, went to YouTube, and tuned into the Escambia special school board meeting, and it was over, to my surprise. Joining us on the phone now, school board member Kevin Adams. Kevin, I don't know if this was anticipated by you guys or not, but about 18 total minutes of this school board meeting. We've got about three and a half minutes here, so really quickly first, more of a procedural what was accomplished today ahead of a very important state board of education meeting on Tuesday, right?
Right. And Joe, even though it was a short time, it was some very important things that were accomplished. One, we have a contingency zoning, tenant zoning change that will actually zone Warrington out. Okay, so the zoning for Warrington was split between Bailey Middle School and Workman Middle School. We could not use Bellevue because Bellevue's in a turnaround status too. So, they're in state watch. If they pull up the seed, then they won't have to do the top plan. But you can't send kids to a school that's got a D or lower, and Bellevue had a D. So that meant Bailey and Workman would have to absorb it. And we also did what they call the top plan, which it's all the correct legal stuff we need in there to close Warrington if we have to. So today was to set the contingency to make sure we had a plan because we do not know exactly what the Board of Education will do Tuesday. They may try to get us to still negotiate with Charter USA, or they might say, okay, we're going to have to go ahead and close the school. So we'll be waiting Tuesday morning. But that was a really important meeting to have that. Our operations guys, they can go ahead and do the plan, start the planning process, because we are running out of time. We have students that need to know what school they're going to. The parents want to know which school their child's going to. And we have to have a certain amount of time to get the plan going if it happens. So it's getting on a real tight time schedule.
And Kevin Adams, school board member, joining us here. We've got about 45 seconds left. So last question I have here in the time that we have, the district is going to say that negotiations are still ongoing with Charter Schools USA. Kind of listening to you today, and it kind of feels like we're kind of at a point where we're not going to agree. Is that fair to say?
Well, something could always change, but really what happened in this, instead of the charter school taking over a middle school, Warrenton Middle, and then concentrating on those students to turn them around with the achievement gap, it expanded into a lot more. So the charter company went into a K-5 choice, which is kind of like a, same as a magnet school type thing where they select students. And then they added on later in going K-12. Okay. So, and then they had the language for after 3 years, the kids in that community would no longer be able to go to that school. So that's not making sense to a lot of the board members. And then we got into the money they require. So, and the fees and everything. So it's been a tough negotiation process. I voted for a proposal that went to them. And they came back with a counter proposal.
Pensacola right now on Radio 92.3. We do have a text about the Charter Schools USA type situation. You got to wonder how parents at Workman and Bailey feel about all these kids crowding in from an F-rated school. In talking to some parents myself that live in that area, they're not really concerned with that. They feel like the F rating is not because of the kids, it's because of the teaching, and that the kids will be able to step, now that they'll have better teachers, better environment, whatever it is, that they'll be able to step up. But I don't know. Well, what are your thoughts? If you have kids at Workman or Bailey, what are your thoughts about the kids coming from F-rated school having to be distributed into your school? Text 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. We did get a text in to our traffic line here letting us know on Highway 90 westbound. There's something getting responded to by some Santa Rosa cops. So they're on the causeway, and that is causing delays. So that's right in the middle of the Highway 90 bridge in between Pensacola and Pace. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a look at our weather for the weekend from Joseph Neubauer.
Warm and humid as we go through Mother's Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Could feel like the lower 90s when you factor in the humidity, so that's one thing to look out for. Make sure you're staying hydrated through Saturday, Sunday. Rain chance-wise, they're absolutely there, but they're not high rain chances, only at 20 to 30%. That being said, you could run into an isolated thunderstorm or two, so be prepared. That's your weather forecast for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This traffic update is brought to you from Fresh from Florida. Shoppers, this is your local sweet corn farmer letting you know that your Florida sweet corn is in season. You can learn more about it at followfreshfromflorida.com. This is from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Back to you, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Top three stories. Idaho jury convicts a woman in the murders of her two children and her romantic rival. This is the doomsday trial. If you've been following that in Idaho, Lori Vallow Daybell and her current husband, Chad Daybell, have been charged with multiple counts of conspiracy, murder, and grand theft in conjunction with the deaths of her two youngest children and the death of his first wife. Daniel Penny has surrendered to the police for the chokehold death of Jordan Neely in the Manhattan subway train. He did not enter a plea and is out on bond, but had to surrender his passport and promised to not leave New York without permission. And finally, the border actually appears to be calm after lifting of the pandemic asylum restrictions. A federal judge did grant Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody's request for a temporary restraining order in releasing migrants en masse. So that happened as well. Let's go ahead and get local headlines from Joe Ford over to the newsroom. We've got all kinds of things, economic development type things, as well as tall ships and much more.
Yeah, and again, our thanks to board member Kevin Adams there. We'll try to get him on next week once we kind of have a bow wrapped around this thing as the State Board of Education meeting goes on Tuesday. We heard from Superintendent Tim Smith today in the meeting talking about this, what their intention has been all along.
What we have been seeking to do from the very onset of this is to provide education to the Warrington Middle School students in the zone, and have a school in that region. I think for me, the biggest concerning piece is the language that we've been talking about that could potentially take away that dynamic.
And Kevin Adams talked about that last segment there. So the Escambia School Board meeting is essentially leaving this up now to the State Board of Education. They're meeting Tuesday morning. The school board will meet on Tuesday night. So depending on what happens at this meeting on Tuesday, we'll kind of determine what gets added to their agenda on Tuesday. Two men suspected in the disappearance and death of a man back in 2003. One of them sentenced yesterday. 42-year-old David Dale entered a plea deal earlier this year, sentenced yesterday to 12 years in prison for the death of Marcus Virgin, who in May of 2003 got into a car with Dale and went over to Mobile and was never seen again. The second suspect, who prosecutors believe was actually the killer, Keyshawn Irby, is facing a charge of first-degree premeditated murder. Next court date is on July 6th. State notes, of course, Governor Ron DeSantis and former President Trump are set to be in Iowa this weekend. President Trump will be having a rally, and just a few minutes ago, Congressman Matt Gaetz announced that he will be joining the former president at that rally. Governor DeSantis also will be attending fundraising events as he is still not formally in the race for president yet. DeSantis today also signing bills addressing digital currency and gun and ammo purchases. One bill prohibits the use of central bank digital currency, or CBDC. The other bans credit card companies and financial institutions that process payments from using a specific code to track gun and ammo purchases. Finally, a 17-year-old migrant child from Honduras died this week in government custody in Florida. Senator Rick Scott has sent a letter to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas demanding a briefing on the incident. The child, Angel Espinoza, arrived in the U.S. without a parent or guardian. Gracie, in the world of entertainment, we've got one country music star who's getting a star in Hollywood now, and an interesting case involving emotional support animals out in California.
That's right. Good old Blake Shelton, country music star, got his star today on Hollywood Walk of Fame. So Shelton was joined by his wife, Gwen Stefani, and fellow former coach on The Voice, Adam Levine, as well as Carson Daly. Also, he's the host of the singing competition, Carson Daly. So big congratulations to Blake Shelton. Also, with the emotional support, you know, you usually think it's a dog. Well, not in this case. A woman from California is fighting to keep her two pigs as emotional support animals. The woman says that the pigs help her deal with depression and anxiety, but the city's ordinance for emotional support animals doesn't extend to pigs. So it's illegal to keep pigs in the city as pets. So we'll see how that turns out for her and the piggies. And also just a little bit of an update for Jamie Foxx. He's out of the hospital and at home recuperating. So great news. According to Foxx's daughter, who shared the news on an Instagram post on Friday today, she revealed that her father has been out of the hospital for weeks, shared that they played pickleball together on Thursday. So kind of weird because you're kind of hearing a bunch of different things.
180 from yesterday.
She kind of blasted the media, saying, I don't know where these stories are coming from mm-hmm. the media, and they spread like wildfire.
I mean,
that's why she came out today to say dad's okay. Because yesterday everybody was saying they're preparing for the worst. He's like, I don't know where they got that from. And it spread like wildfire. Dad's okay. We actually played pickleball.
Maybe he felt like he was going to die after he played pickleball.
Maybe she's awesome at pickleball, so he's preparing for the worst on the courts, and it just got like lost in communication. You know, that's a pretty competitive sport these days, so who knows?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what the whole thing was. Yeah. What it came down to. I don't know. Very, very bizarre, though. It's a complete 180 from what we had yesterday, but she's saying the news yesterday was wild. She doesn't know where this stuff comes from. So,
we'll see what happens
on
Monday.
We've heard that stuff before. It's not the first time we've seen that kind of thing. We got a few texts about the Workman Middle School situation. Workman Bailey, what do you think about students from F-rated school coming over to your school? I got a text here. Did they really find out if it was bad teaching for the kids, or is it just bad parenting for not making the kids study at home? Well, I guess technically we don't. I mean, they haven't really come out and said this is why it's F-rated. I mean, just the students are grading poorly. And I have heard it's a behavior issue is what I've heard in the past, that it's a lot of behavioral problems. And in fact, that's what a text I got here says. Sorry, your comment was rude. It's not from the teaching. I taught 2 years there and my scores were high. It's behavior. All right. And then I got another text says, no, I'll pass on the thugs coming to the better schools. Okay. So kind of all over the place there.
I will
look they, and I've talked to many teachers who have basically told me they've gotten out of teaching because of the poor behavior of students nowadays. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know, but what is it about that school, that middle school that has such behavior issues where the kids are not able to get good enough grade and like good test scores and grades and learn and things like that. And they've been trying for years to try to figure that out and get and resolve that issue. And it was never resolved. I think they might have bumped up to a D, and that was about it. So, I don't know what the solution is in that area. But we also, if you go back a year real quick, the NAS Pensacola commander, I believe it was Tim Kinsella before he even left, he said that they were having a hard time trying to transfer people to Pensacola. They were trying to turn down transfers because the school system near NAS Pensacola. And the school district, well, not the district, because the district's overall, but the schools that are right there by the base, which is where people would be putting their kids to school, they got poor ratings. They didn't want to have their kids there.
And that's why we saw Representative Salzman talk about that bill where if you're a military family coming in, you're essentially able to get around that and then choose any school that you want in the district if that's what you want to do.
Yep, exactly. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, we do have an accident on Avalon Boulevard that's causing slowdowns. This is going to be right off of Del Monte Street. If you're heading southbound towards the interstate on Avalon Boulevard, expect some slow-moving traffic this afternoon. I-10 and I-110 looking good. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Joseph Neubauer, WEAR.
Mother's Day weekend looks warm and humid across northwest Florida with those daily thunderstorm chances during the afternoon we know and love. 20 to 30% chance of rain for Saturday and Sunday afternoon. It's not a high chance of rain, but be on the lookout for a couple of those thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, and feels like temperatures this weekend will be in the lower 90s, so make sure you're staying hydrated. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Joseph. Joseph, this is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Bobby, we had some interesting stories in health and science today.
Yeah. First of all, the National Hurricane Center came out today and announced that we actually already had our first subtropical storm of the year. It happened in January. They were doing a reassessment of their weather systems and realized they missed one. And so we actually had a subtropical system in the northeast in January. A magnitude 5.2 earthquake hit Northern California this morning. The United States Geological Survey says the quake struck near Chester and Lake Almanor. It's the same area as Thursday's 5.5 quake. People said that they felt some shaking even in Sacramento, 120 miles to the south. Astronomers have identified a new cosmic explosion 100 times the size of our solar system. The biggest cosmic explosion ever observed suddenly started blazing in the distant universe more than 3 years ago. It took place nearly 8 billion light years away. Let's get a sports update with Joe Ford over in the newsroom.
Yeah, well, a big night in the NBA, doubleheader with two game sixes. So we've got a couple of series on the verge of wrapping up, or we could see two more game sevens on Sunday. The Heat and the Knicks will be in Miami starting at 6:30. The Heat leading that series 3-2. Also, the Lakers trying to close out the Warriors with a 3-2 series lead. Anthony Davis is expected to play tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs trying to stay alive against the Florida Panthers. The Panthers lead the series 3-1. That's a game starts on TNT at 6 o'clock, followed by the Vegas Golden Knights and the Edmonton Oilers. That series tied at 2-2. Yuri Perez is set to become the youngest pitcher in Marlins franchise history. He was called up this week from the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The Marlins taking on the Reds. That one just underway. A little bit later on, the Braves in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. The Tampa Bay Rays are in New York taking on the Yankees. And a couple of games on TV, the Royals and the Brewers at 7:10 on Apple TV+. A little bit later on MLB Network, the San Diego Padres and the LA Dodgers starting at 9:10. Tom Brady, already a minority owner of one Las Vegas professional franchise, now in discussions to buy a minority stake of the Las Vegas Raiders. Back in March, he purchased a stake of the Las Vegas Aces, the WNBA team. Both teams are primarily owned by Raiders owner Mark Davis. And finally, the owner of Kentucky Derby winner Mage confirmed that Mage is set to run in next week's Preakness Stakes. The surprise Derby winner will now go for the second leg of the Triple Crown a week from tomorrow on Saturday. 5:50 now, we'll take another commercial break, come back with more headlines around your world tonight. It's the News Hour of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Middle school. Got a text here says, for the Warrington Middle School issue, have we tried reaching out to Michelle Pfeiffer to see if she can come and help, or maybe Whoopi Goldberg? A little sister act going on. Yeah, that's right. We need to go get what's the other one? Lean on Me. Who was the guy on that one? Was that Denzel Washington? I can't remember who the actor was in that one, but
I think School of Rock with Jack Black.
School, there you go. Go get some Jack Black. Maybe he can help turn Warrington Middle School around. Yeah, we got to try some outside of the box thinking when it comes to Warrington Middle School. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have slowdowns right now on Avalon Boulevard southbound due to an accident with a roadblock right off of Del Monte Street. If you're heading southbound towards the interstate, expect some slowdowns due to that accident. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Let's get a quick look at our weather for the weekend.
Warm and humid as we go through Mother's Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We have highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Could feel like the lower 90s when you factor in the humidity, so that's one thing to look out for. Make sure you're staying hydrated through Saturday, Sunday. Rain chance-wise, they're absolutely there, but they're not high rain chances, only at 20 to 30%. That being said, you could run into an isolated thunderstorm or two, so be prepared. That's your weather forecast for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Bobby, sad news out of Idaho in our top three stories.
Yeah, so the Doomsday Cult trial is wrapped up. The verdict has been reached. They have found Lori Vallow Daybell guilty of killing her 7 and 16-year-old kids and conspiring to kill her husband's first wife. Prosecutors say that Daybell and her husband were obsessed with Doomsday-focused religious beliefs. Big news here for Southwest Airlines. Southwest pilots are authorizing a strike. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association represents about 10,000 pilots, said that 99% voted in favor of authorizing a strike. The airline says that despite the vote, it will not affect its operations. That's kind of a surprise. And the U.S. is upping its defense of the Persian Gulf following news that Iran seized two merchant ships. The Defense Department will move to boost its defensive posture in the Gulf. John Kirby added, there's no simple justification for Iran to interfere with merchant ships. So that's been going on as well. Let's get a sports update with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, well, this coming in today is that the sale of the Washington Commanders is being finalized by the seller and the buyer. So the Snyders are selling the franchise for over $6 billion to a group led by Josh Harris, who co-owns the NBA's Philadelphia 76ers and the New Jersey Devils in hockey. Of course, the current record sale is $4.6 billion, which was set last year when the Denver Broncos were bought. So this is going to blow that one by quite a good bit. So now the sale will have to be approved by the other NFL owners, but that coming in today. In the NBA, doubleheader on ESPN, 6:30 start for the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks. The Heat leading that series 3-2. And the Lakers and the Warriors will get started at 9. Anthony Davis is expected to play after he was hurt in Game 5 for L.A. Yuri Perez on the bump for the Miami Marlins, taking on the Cincinnati Reds. He is making his debut at 20 years old and 27 days. That is the youngest pitcher in franchise history for the Marlins, so congratulations to him. Mage, the Kentucky Derby winner, his owner confirming that Mage will run in next week's Preakness Stakes as he goes for the second of the Triple Crown. Michael Jordan's warm-up jacket from the 1992 Dream Team Olympics. It's up for auction at Sotheby's, expected to bring anywhere from $1 to $3 million. Bobby, this is significant because it is quite a big story here, is that the jacket that he wore during the 92 gold medal ceremony was covered up by an American flag because he didn't want to tick off the folks at Nike by showing the Reebok logo on the jacket.
Yeah, so this would be a big one. We'll have to see. This is one that a lot of people remember. And so I think it could be a big one. Going back to Warrington Middle School, got a couple other texts. Warrington Middle School would be better with Major Payne. And then another text, it was Morgan Freeman in Lean on Me. Oh, yeah. So we need Morgan Freeman, Whoopi Goldberg, Michelle Pfeiffer. They could come in there and they could, Jack Black, they could come in there and clean it up at Warrington Middle School. Come on. The movies don't lie. It's Pensacola right now.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP.